everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
The lack of selling pressure seen throughout the complex today allowed for mixed trade to develop in live cattle futures. Despite the sharp losses in beef cutout values, the potential of cash cattle trade developing throughout the day helped to stabilize the cattle market throughout the last half of the week here. Hog markets rallied higher, though, following a stronger move higher in pork values. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower in light trade. July corn futures were 2 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 157 points higher, NASDAQ up 71 points. In live cattle futures were mixed today after traders were unable to bring additional pressure back to the complex. The narrow market moves throughout the complex could bring about some additional stability midweek as cash markets appear to be starting to develop in several areas. Bids are seen at $117 per hundredweight live basis early here today. Activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 2,554 head with 480 actually sold. And in feeder cattle, moderate pressure held throughout the complex as traders continued to focus on weaker cattle markets midweek with front month August contracts holding a dollar per hundredweight losses. Grain futures were mostly steady to a little higher today, with only spring wheat attracting much interest as it pushed to new contract highs on drought concerns. Corn prices, meanwhile, tried to hold on to the last remnants of a small overnight rally. Expectations for bearish stocks data from USDA Friday, along with a little direct weather threat, kept the market subdued. Soybeans, though, tried to hold to an inside day higher after a quiet overnight trade. Resistance for November remained around $9.30, the first upside target for a new crop rebound. And wheat prices again led today by Minneapolis, where an overbought market still showed no signs of stopping as it pushed towards $7. This morning's storms have provided some relief to parts of the Dakotas, but moisture concerns aren't expected to fade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.